We'll bring the meeting to order. Roll call. Let the record show that all committee members are present. Do we have any public comments? Kurt, we'll let you explain what you're doing and we can get out of here.
We'll start out the detention home. Chiller replacement's probably about half done. We got bids for replacement doors and lock sets. That's going through buildings and finance. So that project will be getting started. Jail, I've got a meeting shortly with the architects to review what we can do for around $7 million as far as upgrades to the deficiencies in the building. Courthouse, I have requests for qualifications out for engineering services to update the HVAC and electrical systems over there. And another thing over at the courthouse, the Madison County Historical Society came to me and asked if they're wanting to maybe host a dinner over at the courthouse. We brought that up at the facilities management meeting. They're okay with them proceeding with at least getting some kind of planning together, as long as caterers and everyone have the correct insurance. They were talking about having a speaker, a little presentation, dinner on the, in the main floor of the courthouse, and then possibly even have alcohol there. So that's where the insurance and everything would come in to make sure they have correct insurance.
They allow alcohol over there?
Not normally. That was kind of kicker whether we do that or not.
That's kind of an expensive insurance for one day.
But that would be up to the caterer to provide them.
You mentioned the $7 million that you have available for the jail. Is that just this year, or is that going to be every year, or
well,
what are you looking at?
Well, that's added up from probably a couple of years down the road is what we're going to be able to collect to do some renovations over there.
Any questions for Curtis? Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Purchase approvals are going around. Standing report, Steve.
Okay. I just have my year-to-date report that I share with the committee each month.
Thank you.
And then I did want to talk a little bit about this camera monitoring project. I don't have the bids together yet to bring. I'm bringing it before the committee next month. It was in our budget as a capital expenditure outlay that we requested, and that was approved. I think it'll be in the ballpark of $40,000. The IS department, Jeff, is kind of running this thing for me because this is a way over my head, but they're going to replace all the cameras that we have and add some. We'll end up with about 20 cameras, all new monitoring system. This system that we have now is completely kaput. It was installed when the building was renovated in 98. The contractor that installed it is no longer in business. I mean, we can't get parts. We can't get the monitors. I mean, it's completely a waste at this point. So Jeff is kind of taking this on for me to kind of coordinate. Most of the bids are in, and he has a lot of bids in. We have a couple that are not in yet. These are for backup power source, things like that. So once we get all that together, I'm assuming we'll have it before the committee next month and bring it in as a package. But it'll be in that ballpark, I think, of $40,000. That's what we requested and was approved. So if anybody has any questions, I have part of the bids here if anybody wants to look at those, but I don't have, there's still a couple things we're waiting on, so.
Mark's not here, so you took over his speaking time.
Yes, but I try to still try to keep it short of Mark.
Most of the cameras internal and not or external?
They'll be both, which I don't have any visual out of my parking lot. I'll have visual of the parking lot now. We'll have much better field of views throughout the building. It'll have recording capabilities. If anybody has seen the system that they have in IS and in the jail, it'll kind of mock that. So it'll be vastly improved from what we had in the past.
So you're spearheading this pretty
much. The county's pretty much standardized on one vendor platform for all their cameras. That's what we use for court security, this building, and the jail, plus our Woodruff facility. They're just adding on to it. And they're adding the recording capability, remote viewing, if that would cause, you know, call for that kind of thing. So.
Okay. Any questions for Steve or Jeff? Okay, I got to backtrack, Judy. I'm sorry. Entertain a motion to approve the minutes from last February's meeting.
Sorry.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. Okay, Jimmy, I'm sorry.
Good morning, everyone. We've got some more good news from the state, from the Supreme Court. Madison County is going to get some additional funds for the current fiscal year. So that's the state's fiscal year, July 1st of last year till June 30th of this year. And I've just been informed we're going to get an additional $384,216. And that brings our total to $3,476,646 for the current fiscal year. So obviously we're very excited. We hope this trend continues for the 2016 budget, but we won't know about that till probably at least August or so. We're always a little bit behind. And we're being told that this was because of cost-saving measure by the Supreme Court, because the probation budget falls within the Supreme Court budget. So anyway, so we're very excited. Chief Justice Rita Garman has been very supportive of probation, and she's been finding ways to get us the additional money that we need. So we are, we're delighted.
How is that figure compared to what your high mark was in the past?
Well, I mean, we had been down to below 2 million, you know, not that many years ago, and then it had inched up, you know, 2 million and a little bit higher. So, you know, now at almost 3.5 million, I mean, this is significant. And our shortfall really isn't that much anymore. You know, I know people always ask me, well, how much is the shortfall? It's really difficult to say because the state says that this is now approaching 100% funding. The only thing is what they do is they take an average of the salaries across the state, and, you know, you have the high and the low. In some of the very rural communities that maybe only have one probation officer, their salaries are significantly less than those at the higher end, which, of course, we're at the higher end because we're a larger department. So the salary comes, you know, somewhere in between there. And, you know, so for us, we don't consider it 100% funding, but it is definitely getting much, much better. So we're, like I said, we're excited about it.
Good.
So. And other than that, that's about it, unless anyone has any questions for me today.
Anything for Judy? Okay, Mike's going to tell you keep it brief.
I don't have much to say on this. March 2nd, our second e-file vendor went live in Madison County. It's called InCorp, and it's mainly for small claims and enforceable entry retainers. But we haven't offered it to the public yet. What we're doing is a pilot program with one of the larger small claims firms that files a significant amount of cases in our county. Seems to be working pretty well. The first week we had some bugs, but we're working that out. And the attorney is reporting that she really likes the system, so we're hoping that we can take it countywide April 1st. Other than that, we have ordered keypad locks for the back doors of all of our offices. As a security measure, that's the employee entrance to the offices, and in the past they've just been open. And with the Sheriff's Department upgrading security in the courthouse, we thought we should follow suit and have these doors locked at all times, and then the employees use a keypad. So that should be installed in about a month. That's all we have.
Much better than Mark.
Any questions? Sheriff's Office.
I've given you the report of the jail for February. We're maintaining about the same amount. It is starting to creep up a little bit, but as an average, we're about the same. The other thing I'd like to add is with the clerk's office, we are starting a program. We're going to be implementing credit card for a bail through our facility. They use it at the clerk's office now, and we're going to try a different vendor that we think is a little bit more user-friendly for us, and the booking clerks will be able to accept bail through a credit card, which in the long scheme, we're hoping that may even lower our jail inmate count. And every time you do that, you lower your exposure to liability also. And that will be no cost to us at all.
So the credit card companies won't charge you a fee?
They won't charge us. They'll charge the person using it.
Okay. Good.
So the bail, if the bail is $100 or $500, that's what is deposited into the account, and then the card holder will pay the fee to that company. And it's a secure, once it's approved, it's a secured payment. It falls on the vendor to collect the money.
You guys still get a cut of the 10% bonds, right?
Not us, no.
Used to.
It goes, it's, well, when a person pleads guilty or there's a conviction, or if they get if the case gets dismissed and they've posted bond, the clerk does collect 10%, but it gets distributed into the general fund. And as you know, you approve the processing fee for the sheriff's department, so they'll also be collecting a fee when the bonds are posted at the sheriff's department. That will go into the general fund for the
use.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you explain this panic button for $18,000?
Sure. I'll start with it, and then I'll send it over to the expert. This is an upgrade. It's a software upgrade to the phone system. Currently, they have specific panic buttons throughout the county, different buildings. This will allow each phone on the Cisco phone system to be able to use the panic button with the press of, I believe, two buttons. And that can be programmed and configured however we or the department heads would like. It can go straight to 911. For example, if Frank Miles Building calls 911, that should go to the city of Edwardsville. So at the same time, it could also ring court security at their station, so they can monitor the call and respond appropriately to one of our buildings.
This is something that's unique with the VoIP phones?
With our new phone system that we've installed over the last 5 years,
yeah.
They're actually application-enabled phones, so we can actually put applications on them. And this is an application. We currently own the product. We just want to expand it. This is the software that actually runs our current panic buttons. They look like garage door openers, and they're hidden throughout all the offices. But one of the biggest complaints we got is there's not enough of them, and two, no one knows where they are. So a good example is, let's say somebody from IT is in an office and something's going on. We don't know where the panic buttons are positioned, but we know where every phone is. So we're looking at working with court security, standardizing the process. So anytime anybody sees a phone anywhere, they can do the same two-button process to push a panic or whatever. We can also use this now across the whole county network. Right now, our panic button just exists in three buildings, which is the CJC, this building, and the courthouse. And this will be able to go to the community development, down to Wood River if we want, and based on the location, we can customize, like the major said, the response, whether it goes to Wood River PD, whether it goes to Edwardsville PD. The other thing nice about it is the feature is built into this now with this upgrade for 911. Right now, if we have a medical emergency and we call 911, the EMS people might just show up at the court security thing and they know nothing about it. The officers, they're medical responders, they know CPR, that kind of stuff. If 911's called now, we can actually alert them and they can actually eavesdrop on the 911 call at court security so they can hear what's going on, get the information, and possibly respond. So that's another great feature. The other great feature about it is it allows us to send messages to the phone. So we can actually send a lockdown message. I don't know if everybody's seen the phone, but they got a nice color display on it. We can actually send an image that can turn red, yellow, whatever we want, and say lockdown, where the building's completely locked down. Or we can do an evacuation with this message. And it's a real quick thing that court security can do. So it's a nice upgrade.
It's also integrated with the monitors that are in the courthouse. There's like an information through, I believe, the clerk's office. It's my understanding they're going to expand those in different locations, maybe one here in the admin building. And through the system, we can, if there's a tornado warning or something, we can put a message on that. It's like a message board. Mm-hmm. To let the other people walking through the facilities know what's going on.
Currently, right now, we have 250 panic buttons spread out throughout these three buildings. This would allow us to put it on about 1,200 phones. So,
have they been used?
The panic buttons get used probably on average, maybe, and it seems a little high, but like once a month. But normally it's because somebody hears people fighting or screaming or arguing, stuff like that. It's usually stuff that way. And I think there's a need to be training. Working with Macklemore, we were talking, there's going to be a different training regimen with this. And, you should call when you hear people screaming, not push a panic button. But they do get used. And they get tested every morning.
Tested every morning, yes.
There was a question on one of the line items in the bills on the two leather chairs and the leather couch. Total of $4,600. Is that for the sheriff's office?
I'm assuming that's for the sheriff's office. Yes, the renovation of his office.
Okay. So he completely redid it, or
everything's being redone? Yes. It's still in progress.
The $4,600 just for that? The what you just said, or the whole
two chairs and a couch? Yeah. $2,261 for the chair or the love seat, and two chairs for $2,367. Jamie, a question. But as we talked with Joe Perini, if you buy quality stuff, it lasts so much longer. Like they've talked about chairs that they've had in there since 07. Him and Alan Dunstan, and they're still in great shape, and they probably paid a lot for them then.
We were looking for quality and also larger size, so we could set several people in there. Like we had a meeting yesterday, and there was 8 people in the office, but we're trying to wheel in a chair. These are larger,
yeah,
larger chairs to set people in.
Okay. Any questions? Nobody's here from the judge's office. Mr. Gibbons?
Okay.
Who are you, sir?
I'm sorry, Doc. Normally, I would actually be driving my son to school, but he's sick today. So there's sort of the silver lining, I suppose.
No, you'd rather have your kid.
But poor Shane, he's home with 101 fever.
Oh, God.
Well, first of all, I want to thank the Sheriff's Department for implementing the payment by credit card. If it equals more space open in the jail, I want to assure them not to be worried. We are happy to deliver some more inmates for them. We have lots and lots of people that I would like to put behind bars that we don't always have that luxury. So just don't worry, guys. Okay? We're going to fill it right back up. So
we'll go.
Okay. From the state's attorney's office, it's been a very busy trial year for us, a very active year. We now have 2 murder convictions from jury trials under our belt, and then just a couple days ago, a conviction on a child sex offender. Our Children's Justice Division secured a conviction on a very challenging case. And we have many more trials teed up, several more murder trials in the next couple of months. So we've got a lot of things going on. Next week on Thursday night at 6:30 in room 103 is our juvenile diversion graduation. This is a private volunteer program. The only public commitment to this is the commitment of individual police departments and cities, and then the courthouse and the chief judge's office are gracious enough to allow us to use the space to do graduations and to participate in that. This is a sort of a public-private partnership between local churches and municipalities and police departments that get first-time young offenders into a program that they spend a minimum of 6 months. They do lots of community service, lots of classes and talks and meetings and family involvement to help get them on the right path, making smart choices. We've been doing this now for about, 5 or 6 years. It's extremely successful. Anyway, next Thursday night, 6:30, room 103, if you're interested, please feel free to come by and see what we do, meet the people who are involved. There are so many volunteers that dedicate their life and their time to helping these young people. I'm just one of many volunteers for that. That's all I have. Any questions?
New business. Old business. You're up there, sir.
You want me to make fun of you somehow?
No, my number 10 for you.
Do we already pass the bill?
Do we do the bill?
Oh, that's right.
Okay, Mr. Smarty Pants.
I'm sorry. Let's do the bill first. The monthly bills, the large packet. I entertain a motion to accept those bills.
So moved.
Have a second.
Second.
Liz.
Yes.
Gussie?
Yes.
Terry?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Mike? I say yes. On the panic button for the panic button upgrade for $18,065. Second?
Second.
All those are Jamie? I mean, Jamie.
Good. They may need a new chairman there.
My mind's on her. We're going to go Jamie,
yes.
Mike,
yeah.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Yes.
Gotcha. Liz, yes. And I say, hey, let's get out of here.